You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was looking at this story. It comes out of a British newspaper. But they went out and surveyed a bunch of people wanting to know, what are the signs of real love? And here's what I like about it, is that they didn't want things like, when I hear the door open, I get butterflies, or when they leave me love notes, it's like
flowers or nice jewelry, something like that, right?
Yeah, nobody can deny that those are all.
Oh, they're great.
They're wonderful. We're not knocking them. But they wanted the unspoken, usually unacknowledged ways that people break down and are able to show that they love someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cool little piece. And we wanted to open up the phones and talk about this. Would you like examples, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Saving the last piece of cake for them.
Oh, it's cute. I saved this for you. And then you usually split it with them, though.
Warming up the bed for them during the winter months.
So what do you do, like lay on your side and like kick your feet really fast so it like the friction warms it up? Or?
To me, the way that you would do that the best is you simply get, if they're out, you know they're not coming to bed for 20 minutes or something, you get on their side.
Okay.
And you just lie there and warm it up and like that. And then when they come to bed, you scoot over to your
side.
That's
cute.
So they get in, they're like, aw.
Oh, it's so warm.
You really love me.
You love me.
I feel like you and I probably do this one for our wives. And that is being quiet in the morning while you get ready.
Right.
If they're still asleep.
If they are, of course. That's just a common courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the two that we do. Our mutual love language is making sure that we don't have anything in our teeth. And we do that when we're out, you know, with friends, or if we go to a restaurant, we both look at each other. Well, it's usually her that starts it, and she smiles. She's like, do I have anything in my teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Anything in my teeth? And if she does, I will reach over with my pinky finger, my pinky nail, and scrape it out for her. That is love. Scraping stuff out of your partner's teeth, my friend.
I do have to tell you a fun PS to that.
Yeah?
Is when your partner does that, if you really want to have some fun, say, oh, you got something right there just to the right. And then you reach in there, even if they don't.
Yeah.
So you say you got that, and they say, no, you didn't get it. And
one
you
more over.
Like two or three times. And
just have them keep going for like 5 minutes.
Keep working on it.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe that's a sign that
that's
you're
a sign
an ass.
No. I've done the thing too where she's like, her mouth's kind of open a little bit, and then you just stick your finger in her throat, and she goes, oh. That's fun, too. And then the second one just happened this weekend, actually. I got out of the shower, had the old towel wrapped around me, went wandering into the bedroom, and she was standing there, and she kind of came around behind me and was, like, hugging me. And then she goes, oh, I haven't had at you in a while. And I was like, really? And she went into the bathroom and grabbed her tweezers and started plucking the little random stray back hairs that I have. I'm not a hairy guy. I'm like a Ken doll. I don't have a lot of hair on me. But occasionally I'll get, you know, the stray rogue hairs on my back. And she loves tweezing me, man. So I stood there for like 5 minutes while she was pluck, pluck, pluck. That screams love right there. You're not going to find that in the wedding vows.
Maybe.
Plucking back hair.
Although that is purely for her and not for anyone else.
It is. But she doesn't want me to look like a weirdo on my back, so.
But nobody ever sees
nobody's
you
ever
without
gonna
your
see
shirt.
Me, but
you refuse to even go to a swimming pool.
I know, but it's still love that she's concerned that I have random strays on my back.
I would volunteer maybe that you're looking at that one the wrong way.
Why?
That could just be a sign that she's a bit of a sadist, that she likes the pain that she's inflicting on you.
Could be.
Nobody will ever see your back. She's like, honey, let me do this thing for you. And then she's, and in her head, she's like, this is for that comment you made about my mother. This is for not cleaning up the kitchen.
So bad.
This is for leaving the sink filled.
It hurts so bad.
Kelly says, hey, boys, sometimes after a big winter storm, my husband will go out and actually back my car out of the driveway and then back it back in so it's pointed out when I leave in the morning.
Ah, that's cute.
Okay, now that's kind of sweet.
Yep. All right. Brooke wrote in and says, my hubby always cleans out the clogged hair in the shower for me. It grosses me out, makes me gag, and I know it's my hair. And he always gets in there and pulls it out for me.
See,
that's love.
That is total love.
So gross.
Hey, Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Hannah. What's the true sign of real love?
So this actually just happened this morning. Our lovely cat doesn't have any teeth, and so when he eats a little too fast, he yaks it up.
Oh.
And I personally don't love cleaning up, but every single time it happens, my lovely husband just cleans it up, no questions asked.
Oh, he's a good man.
Hang on to a cat poop cleaner. Don't let him go.
Seriously.
You know, we had a cat that was very old, and she would puke a lot, and I'm the same way. That kind of stuff grosses me out, and Sweet Nick Knack will get down and pick it up every time.
Yeah,
she knew it
bugged
me.
I can handle any other body fluid, but puke, no.
Puke is the worst, isn't it?
That's kind of
what
true.
What is it about puke?
That's kind of true with anything, whether it's a cat or a human or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to laugh when I had Sydney the cat because I had a house that was part wood floor, part carpet, and I always felt so bad for that cat because if she was standing on the carpet and started making those sounds, Jeremy, do the sounds. You know, the sounds they make before it yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yep.
I would run over and grab the cat and toss it onto the wood floor.
Hardwood.
Yes, get it onto the hardwood floors. And I always thought, what's going through that cat's head is like, I'm about to vomit, and someone is
squeezing me and flinging me around. What is it about cats that they puke so much, too? What's their deal?
I will tell you about this. Niles the Weirdo, that's my new nickname for the cat. Niles the Weirdo that I have now. It's Gretchen's cat, but now mine. Never once in a year and a half has ever done
That's
a hairball or puke.
Oh my God, our Chloe cat, it was like...
Our other cat hardly does.
Yeah, our cat was three times a day. And she would hide under the bed, Hannah. And luckily, I mean, we got a new mattress this weekend, and luckily I lifted up our mattress and box spring and cleaned before the mattress guys delivered the new one because it was a disaster under there. It was nasty. Cats are the worst.
Hannah, I'm glad you called. Go have a fun day, okay?
You guys too, thanks.
Thanks for being on the show. Yeah. Cat puke.
Yeah.